So how long has this project been going on?
So last year I did a club where we learned to solve the Rubik's Cube, and this year we decided to put it into our exploratory day. And okay. So half the time they do some sort of technology like programming or 3D printing or robotics, and then the other half of the hour they work on solving Rubik's Cubes.
Okay, so part of this was finding how many Rubik's Cubes here?
225. So we were able to borrow them from, there's an organization that lends them down south. A lot of people have competitions as to how quickly they can solve them. We're unable to participate up here, but I'm really trying to get with some other schools so that maybe we can compete with other schools just within Alaska.
Because you've seen some talent here in your students?
Yes, yes. Last year I had some great kids who really took to it. I didn't really understand how to solve it when it started, but the kids figured it out really quickly, and so they were able to teach each other. And then this year I had a lot more, since it was a class, I had a lot more interest. So I have a lot that can solve it, and I have a lot that can solve most of the cube, which for this mosaic project is good enough, because you really only have to solve one side. So if you understand how to do the moves to get the colors where you want them, you can still solve the mosaic part.
All right, we're watching a couple students solve here. First off, introduce yourself.
I'm Logan.
And I'm Noah.
And what do you guys, explain the patterns you're working on here.
So basically we have like a blue and red checkerboard right here and here. And this one is just a blue and red checkerboard with an extra red. And so we have one row done, and we're going to go on to a second one.
A lot of Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah.
Are you guys pretty good at solving?
Yeah, I can solve a whole cube, and Noah can solve one too, so.
Pretty quickly?
Yeah, so it's pretty easy for us to do this.
Can anyone show me solving a cube really quickly?
Sure.
Okay, Noah, you're up.
Alex,
sorry.
So you start. I start by doing the first part, which is the white layer, and then you have to get the white, all every color matched up in like a T with all of them, and then you flip the cube upside down, match the colors, and do an algorithm for the middle layer. As we learned it, because it's the middle part right here, where the we're like the center pieces, and then once you finish that, you go on to a step, the yellow cross, which, well, I skipped a step, so now I got the yellow face, and then once you finish that, then you finish the cube.
Wow, that was pretty quick. That was probably about a minute or two.
I'm Serena.
And I'm Elisa.
Okay, tell me about what you're doing over here.
We are doing a Martin Luther King Rubik's Cube project. So we're basically making a picture of him out of Rubik's Cubes.
And you're making a pattern, following a key, it looks like.
Yep. Yes.
How many have you done so far?
A lot.
And are you girls able to solve cubes pretty quickly?
I can only do one side.
Okay.
I can do almost the middle layer.
Right, you're moving it fast, though. It looks like you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, she taught me.
Did she?
Yeah.
What's this project been like for you girls?
It's pretty easy, actually. And fun.
Yeah? You learn about Martin Luther King at the same time, too?
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
He helped make it so that the black people could be
free.
And he
they're
did
all
it
equal.
Peacefully.
Right.
I'm Aiden.
Okay. Who else we got here?
I'm Natalie.
And?
I'm Sebastian.
All right. Tell me about your patterns here. This is not solid colors you're working on.
No, it is not. So I'm working on this right here. So if you need the top red, then a lot of red.
We're only worrying about one side, though, right?
Yes, because you just need one side solved to.
How about, are you guys pretty good at solving Rubik's Cubes?
I'm the only one in this group that can solve the whole cube.
I can solve the white side, but Sebastian can solve the middle layer and the white side.
Okay. Hello, my name is Heidi Brantuis.
All right, who else?
I am Tori Fry.
Okay.
I'm Sophie Tatro.
And?
I'm Ani.
What colors are you working on here?
We're working on white, red, orange, and blue, and yellow.
Do you know what part of the mosaic this is going to work out to be?
No, we don't.
We're going to put them together. They have these certain numbers here, like they have the row numbers, the column numbers, and the numbers.
Okay.
I guess.
So you won't see it till the very end?
No.
Okay. We do not know what it's going to look like.
But it's going to be awesome. We know that much.
Has this been a fun project?
Yes. We just started it yesterday.
But you've been working with cubes for a while, right?
Yeah.
We've
since been
the beginning of school.
Yeah.
Can any of you solve them or part of them?
I can't.
Sophie can.
Yeah.
Sophie and
we
can.
Both are solvers.
Okay, cool.
So
did that take you a while or?
It took me about 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah, it took me a while.
I don't know.
But I was the first girl in 2 years, so
okay.
I was pretty excited.
That's awesome.